Right now, our customers are looking for food.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing right now. Normally, yeah. It's pretty well organized.
Marit Stevens is stocking shelves with donated food at the Salvation Army Food Bank in Wrangell. Volunteers like her are here the Tuesday after the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits were cut off, a month into the government shutdown. When they started, the shelves were extra empty. As the church's Captain Chase Tumberland Green says, they rely on food from the United States Department of Agriculture, which stopped supplying the food bank earlier last month.
That's impacted not just tons of our families here in our community, but also our ability to maintain the food pantry.
He says the Salvation Army Food Bank is the only official food bank in Wrangell, a community of about 2,000. And he's seen a recent increase in need. It nearly doubled from 40 to 75 households needing food every week.
It's a pretty drastic change, and we'll definitely see that throughout this week. I'm sure there will be a large influx.
Based on the census data from 2022, nearly 11% of Wrangellites rely on SNAP benefits. At City Market, cashier Tom Seward says he's already seen an impact. He says one woman who was trying to pay about $50 with her benefits card was declined at checkout.
It just comes through and it just says funds not available. So, and even though she claimed close to $250 and, you know, and there wasn't anything on it.
Wrangellite Vivian Faith Prescott schemed up a way to help her fellow neighbors. Now, a day after the cut began, she's distributing boxes of donated food from a couple cars parked along the waterfront downtown. There are more donated goods on a bench nearby. She calls this pop-up the Good Neighbor's Little Free Bakery.
And I just named it Good Neighbors because I want to be a good neighbor and to help out because of the shutdown of the SNAP funds. So I decided, well, what can I do? And I just, take more.
She and others baked various goods, including spruce tip flatbread and garlic ricotta naan. And there are donations of apples, milk, peanut butter, eggs, cheese, and bread. The local bakeries also contributed, offering Halloween cookies, cheesecakes, soups, and sandwiches. Krista Gillen walks through the pop-up with her daughter. She praises the grassroots pop-up, highlighting the struggle of many during the government shutdown.
Me being a single mother of three small kids, I have been struggling and with losing food stamps benefits during the holidays. It's happened more than once to me. I think this is amazing, and it's great to see the Wrangell come together like this.
Later, Prescott says about 20 Wrangellites stopped by for the baked goods. She says some have big families and at least one visitor was a furloughed worker. All leftovers from the pop-up will be donated to the Salvation Army Food Bank. Wrangell has about 10 restaurants. The Wolf Shack, which specializes in Mexican and American comfort food, posted on Facebook letting people know they will feed those affected by the government shutdown. Alicia Mora owns the restaurant with her husband, Chris Miera.
I think people getting ready for the holidays and, you know, trying to, you know, figure out, I mean, this is just one meal. It's not like it's, you know, people eat three times a day, you know, mostly. So it's not, you know,
and
this is
they
just
have
a portion.
Kids, it's more, yes.
Yeah. So we definitely, you know, we'll do it as long.
As of Monday, they estimated they'd given out about 20 meals so far. Mora says they saw comments on social media about the SNAP cutoffs, and when many people said they rely on the federal aid, she knew they had to do something.
This is like something that, you know, is to heart to us because, you know, we've struggled. You know, Chris and I both, you know, we came from kind of like poor families and, you know, we've always kind of been on this end of the thing. And this is the first time that we've had like a place in our lives where we can give back.
So far, the restaurant has raised around $1,000 in donations from other community members. Morris says when the government reopens and SNAP benefits are back, they'll either donate the rest of the money to a good cause or return it. As the shutdown's effects unfold in the island town, so is the community's generosity, one meal at a time. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.